we'll say. So we wanted to continue talking a little today about we didn't really get a chance to talk about so much as Shluchim Mitzvah Im Nizokim, right? Shluchim Mitzvah Im Nizokim comes up in this sugya. Let's just review how this how it comes up. We asked, we said, what's the term sakana? The Braisa said the chor the term sakana. Our first shot was the first sakana was in a polis because of an akrav. Said, oh, shluchim eitz and nizakin. And we answered, maybe you'll, after you finish looking for the chametz, you'll look for a needle. Then the second shot was, it was plimo, and it was a chor of a goy in sakana's kshafin. We asked, oh, shluchim eitz mitzvah in nizakin. And we answered, it's hechad shkicha zeka, shiny. So one, just question from the Shaka Latari, why didn't we answer the akrav, that shkicha zeka shiny? Seems like a reasonable question. Why didn't we answer by the akra of the Shkiyas Zeka Shiny? Why do we have to go to this really, really weird hechitimtsi of looking for the machat afterwards? Agav, by the way, the Rush and Argyrs and the Rambam and the Rif, etc., they only bring down the Sakanas Plimo. They don't bring down the Akrav. Why? The Stama, they think we don't pass like that. Shaks is really dachim shot. What are the odds that you're going to finish looking for your chavis and then look for a machat? Okay, but why didn't the Gemara? So why did the Gemara have to give such a dochuk thing? Why not just say no? It's sakanas akrav, and it's because shchicha zeka shiny. Okay, it seems to me the Meiri has answered that question, because if you look in the Meiri, let me read you the Meiri on this. Says the Meiri. Let me see if I can find it. Says the Eerie. Here, okay, says the Meiri, just give me another moment to find it. Here we are, sorry. Okay. He says, etc. by the guy, Olaf Ben Oblin, Atsom Yishim, Satsakonikum, Shadaval of Offers of Malim, and Islam Yishim, Spenis Akrav, Afisha Kelav Yachal Kapis Akrav. What does the Meiri say? He brings down Sakanas Akrav, sorry, but he doesn't bring down the whole thing about losing a needle, etc. He just says, don't be someone called an ace. What's shot? I think the Meiri read the Gemara. Azai. The Gemara asks, what's the Sakana Akrav? And then they go with this weird quadachok answer of you'll lose a machat and look for the machat after you finish searching for the chametz. Then they bring in plimo and they ask, it's shluchim eitz and nizakin. And they answer shchiyah chazeka. Once they answer shchiyah chazeka, the answer is going back on akrav also. And they're saying, yeah, shchiyah chazeka. And now for the akrav also, we don't need this dachok answer of losing the machat. But really, it's because of shchiyah chazeka. Just they didn't know shchiyah chazeka yet when they get the dachok answer. When they give the answer of Shri Chazeka, they're also going back implicitly to the Akrav and erasing the answer of Shem and Yovel Machat, and instead answering Shri Chazeka. I have a question shot in the Meiri. Good way to meet you tomorrow. So if you ask the question of why didn't the Gemara answer Shri Chazeka by Akrav, so the Meiri, he doesn't ask the question to answer. The Meiri says basically, in a Hanami. Yeah, the Gemara did. just they didn't get to. At first, they didn't know Shkicha Zeka. When they realized Shkicha Zeka, they went back and answered that also. The other simple shot is what Chag Yaakov says. If you're not going to go with the Meiri, I like the Meiri, but says the Chag Yaakov, he gives a very posh shot. He just says it's not Shkicha Zeka. The Gemara knew that a Goy is Shkicha Zeka, and an Akrav is not Shkicha Zeka. Why? I mean, I don't know. Well, I don't live near Akrabs, and I also don't live near Goyim who think that Jews cast spells on people. So it's hard for me to judge how likely these things are. But he points out, maybe there's an Akrab, maybe there isn't an Akrab, you know, maybe you'll encounter the Akrab, maybe you won't, maybe it'll bite you, maybe you won't, maybe it'll be dangerous, maybe it won't. Okay, just quantitatively, it's less Shriach, and they knew they couldn't say Shriach HaZeka, because they knew it was a far out Shash.
Can you also say based on the famous
who said what? If I will just suggest it on the Mekarshim? What? The Ola Shabbos, right? The Chok Yaakov quotes from the Ola Shabbos and disagrees, right? One of the earlier Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim. He says based. I mean, he doesn't say anything about a famous Or HaChaim. I think he might be before the Or HaChaim. I don't remember. But he says no. There's a difference between a scorpion and a non-turtle quantitatively, not in sitas how shchiach it is, but philosophically. Why a guy is a baal b'chira, an akrab is not a baal b'chira. What's the point of shluchim etzei nizokin? Shluchim etzei nizokin is not al piteva. Al piteva, why should you be less nizok if you're going to do a mitzvah than if you're going to the movie theater? It means that Hashem will get involved and protect you from hezek through the schus of the mitzvah. So the thing is, when it comes to an animal, Hashem can protect you from hezek the schus of mitzvah because Hashem controls the animals. When it comes to the guy, then I wouldn't say can't. But then it's not so pasha that Hashem will protect you from Hezek. Hashem could do anything he wants, but within the way he runs the world, he won't protect you from Hezek because the mitzvah, because the guy has Bechira. If the guy uses his Bechira to say, no, I'm going to make a pogrom and accuse this Jew of witchcraft, etc., Hashem's not going to go into the guy's brain. He's going to go into the Akrov's brain and say, Akrov, now you're very lazy and tired and you're not looking for prey. But he can't go into the guy's brain and say, guy, now you're not looking for anti-Semitism. Because that would be against the idea of Bechir Chashis. Okay, that's exactly the Ola Shabbos' answer. And as Feivel pointed out, there's a famous Or HaChaim in Parshas Vayeshev who asked the question, that's a famous question, based on Rashi, not based on Shuvah Shomek. Rashi says, my aim of the Chashim HaKrabim Yeshivah, Mam Shanakrav, right? They threw Yosef into a pit with the Chashim HaKrabim. The kasha is, how did Reuven, it says before the pasuk, Reuven thought he would save Yosef. He thought his plan would work and he would save Yosef. How could Reuven think he would save Yosef? They were throwing him into a pit in the Chashim HaKrabim. How could Reuven think that that was a practical plan? Because Yosef would be killed by the Chashim HaKrabim. So there are many answers to this question. The simplest answer to this question was that they didn't know they were in a Chashim HaKrabim. But says the Or HaChaim, no. Reuven was a philosopher. He knew, not was a philosopher. It's easy to be a philosopher. He was also someone who was honest in his evaluation of other human beings and didn't let his personal baggage get in the way, which is much harder than just to be a successful philosopher. And he knew Yosef was a tzaddik. Therefore, he was a philosopher and he knew Yosef was a tzaddik. So he knew Hashem would protect him from the Nechash Makrabim. So why didn't he just say Hashem would protect him from my brothers? So he knew Hashem wouldn't protect him from his brothers because the brothers had Bechira. But Hashem would protect him from the Chashim HaKrabim. He didn't have Bechira. And therefore, you're safer with the Chashim HaKrabim. If you can count on divine intervention, you're safer with the Chashim HaKrabim than with human beings because human beings have Bechira. Okay, that's the famous Or HaChaim in the beginning of Vayeshev. So the Ola Shabbos is based on this. Says the Ola Shabbos. He says very partially. He says, Shchias Hezeka is only for sakanas. Balei bechira, like humans, there's no problem shchicha zeka by an akrov. Okay, this is a great pshat, Feivel. Very attractive. The only problem is Chag Yaakov doesn't like the pshat. It becomes a dachik pshat in the end. because he says, but you have to look at all the sugyas of Shluchei Mitzvah in the Gemara. There aren't that many, but who remembers the other famous sugya of Shluchei Mitzvah in the Gemara? The famous story? Famous story. Quoted at the end of Chulin, at the end of the first parak of Kedushin, right? That the boy was, the father says, go bring me the little birds to eat. So he climbed up to do Shiloh HaKan and send away the mother bird and bring down the baby birds for his father. He said, keep it up, and Shiloh HaKan at the same time, both of which say, and he fell with water and died. So, okay, there's a whole sugya there about how come, you know, tzaddik v'ralo. But then the Gemara says, yeah, chutzpizeh. How about Shulchan Mitzvah in Nizokin? I mean, forget what he deserved, what he didn't deserve. How about Shulchan Mitzvah in Nizokin? And then the Gemara says, ah, no, it was on his way back. It says, ah, when our Gemara says, they know the chasim and the chatzim rasam. So they say, ah, it was a sulam ra'ua. It was a rickety ladder. It was really an improper ladder. No one should have ever used that ladder. And therefore, heichad kfiya hezeka or shkia hezeka, it's shiny. So that's why the Chav Yaakov rejects the Ola Shav. He says, you're going to say shkia hezeka is only for human beings? That works fine for our sugya. Because we learned shkia hezeka from Shmuel being afraid of Shaul, who was a human being. And we apply it to the Jew being afraid of his goyish neighbor, who's a human being. But rickety ladders are not human beings, and we apply the rule of Shkei Chazeka to them also. So the Maista, the Ola Shabbos, is going to be a little dachl. He'll have to say, no. If it's a rickety ladder, then even if it's not a human being, that's already together, you know, in some kind of nice. But otherwise, if it's just Shkei, it's only a human being. But you see how that's going to be. Like, I don't have, like, whatever you say, this or this, and they just have to add up to the same. It's a dachuk shav. So this is, you know, it's not impossible, but it's dachuk. The Chav Yaakov has a good point. You know, I looked in the Ola Shabbos inside to see if he gave any hint of how to answer this up, and he doesn't. So this is dachuk because a sulam ra'ua. Is also called Shkia Chazeka. For this purpose, right? That Shluchei Mitzvah are Nizok in a Sulam Ra'ua, and therefore, it's a hard shot. It's a nice shot. It's cute. It's clever, but it's just hard to say that it works in all the sugyas. The harder you want to say, the easier to say, like Shekhmi or Chav Yaakov, which are both technical answers. Okay. The more interesting question they bring up is the famous question of the Maharshah from Shabbos. It's interesting. The Mishnah Halacha says he doesn't need any Gemara to ask this question. And everybody says, now that I have a Gemara, it makes the question easier because it's a question from a Gemara. But he says, someone like Esther, the question says, I know a guy who's a big tzaddik who was on the way to go to Davening Shul and got killed in a car crash. I mean, we know stories like that. I wouldn't say now because Mishnah Halacha is also nowadays saying like that happened like 2 years ago in Teaneck or something, right? These stories happen all the time. Forget a tzaddik v'ralo. We're not talking about tzaddik v'ralo here. Right? We're talking about a very specific point that maybe there's a tzaddik v'ralo. Who knows why tzaddik suffers as healed? But the Gemara says it can't happen when you're shluchei mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah ain't nizokin. What happened to shluchei mitzvah ain't nizokin? That's the kasha someone asked the Baal Mishnah Halachos. Okay, but the Maharshah asked it based on the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos, basis. It's that sugya in Shabbos, remember, everyone says, Yichalkimi, people who do this, people who do that, people who do that. Yichalkimi, Mesig Derech Mitzvah. Oh, I wish I could be on the Madrega of people who die on the way to a mitzvah. It's like an amazing Madrega to die on the way to a mitzvah. How do you die on the way to a mitzvah? Just look at Mitzvah, he's okay. Right? Good question. So, how do you deal with the stira between, what about Yichalki? You may say the derech mitzvah, meaning you don't need a real life case, although I'm sure you can find real life cases. I'm sure we all could think of some story that we're familiar with in our community or someone, etc., who died on the way to doing mitzvah, or on the way back for that matter. Right? So how could it be? After all, you say Shkia Chazeka. So the Mishnah Halacha says, at least in his case, okay. In his case, the Mishnah Halacha says, no, what do you mean? He was just driving normally. You can't say driving normally, Shkia Chazeka. Everyone drives normally. Okay, we'll come back to that. Anyway, how do you answer this stira? So I found three answers to this theorem. Maybe there were more. What did the Maharsha say? It doesn't mean like there's a force field and you automatically don't die if you're shliach mitzvah. And just to give an exaggerated example, you know, I don't understand. Someone swallowed arsenic and the doctor says you have 72 hours to live. So they can't like, quick, let me go on a shliach mitzvah and I won't die. No, like if you're dying anyway, you're going to die in your shliach mitzvah. It just means you're not going to die because of the mitzvah. You're not going to die because of the mitzvah. But coincident, if a guy had a heart attack on the way to a mitzvah, means he was just, you know, we don't understand these things, not in Shemayim and not even in science. We don't know what makes someone have a heart attack when. But like, that guy was supposed to have a heart attack at 5 o'clock on Tuesday. He doesn't get out of the heart attacks, he goes through a mitzvah. It just means the mitzvah won't kill you. You won't be in more danger with the mitzvah than without. Okay. First of all, don't get me started on shliach mitzvah money. I have so many kashas on shliach mitzvah money. But I don't want to ask all the kashas on shliach mitzvah money because it gets people to give tzedakah. So why should I mess with it? You know, and as we said last time, even if, first of all, I'm not the type of person who says, oh, like if people are religious for the wrong reasons, let me like knock them down and they'll be more mature or whatever. If people are religious, I'm going to let them be religious. I'm not going to mess with them. But even if you wanted to say that if someone, you know, davens for the wrong reason, you should knock it down and have not for the right reason. Someone gives tzedakah for the wrong reason, as we saw. No, I shouldn't mess with it. The mice says, takamas aniyim, etc. Okay, so I'm not going to tell you what I think of this one. But what does this mean? No, this just means that, I mean, here it's tricky. If shliach mitzvah money means that you're going on the plane as a shliach mitzvah, it's a tame to me that people still think shliach mitzvah. Man, it's a tame to me if people ever thought anything. Like, really, you're shliach, because someone gives you a dollar, now you're shliach mitzvah when you're, you know, going to visit your kid, whatever. Okay, but maybe, you know what? Hashem's midas tova is very great, etc. It is a tame to me that someone's shliach mitzvah when you give a dollar now. Like, you can just go on the website and give the dollar to the organization if you want. You don't need the guy to bring the dollar to Israel for you. It's not like in the old days when a guy almost had to carry a sack of gold coins to Israel. It was a big mitzvah to find someone to carry the gold coins to Israel to support the yeshivas. So sorry to you, but again, people should keep your
tzedakah. It's better than doing nothing.
Better than, can't hurt. And whatever, tzedakah is its own zechus. Okay, anyway, kitzer. So here it's a little tricky. Like, what are we comparing it against? Like maybe it means if you're going on the plane to give money to poor people in Israel, then maybe it's a poor person who doesn't have a website, right? Maybe you're going to get the shnar at the kotel, and you have to give them a car seat. But you're going anyway. It's not because of the mitzvah. Yeah, it's certainly. Unless you want to say, no, now you're really going to give the money. That's Sarkian. All right. Sarkian for many reasons. Okay, anyway, says the Maharsha, it means, now here, it's not clear to me exactly what he means. Does that mean like, the guy can only die of a heart attack, but not of a car crash? Or no, he could even die in a car crash if it was nigzer on him to die in an accident at that time. Right, so I'm not sure. Like, you'd say, oh, he's allowed to die of a heart attack, but he can't die in a car crash because that's because he was driving. You would say, no, even if he dies in a car crash, just means Shem was gozer that he should have an accident at that time, and if he wasn't going to the mitzvah, he would have slipped down the stairs. So, okay, let's interpret it more broadly. By the way, this is the Maharsha, but it's also found in Rishonim. It's found in the Sefer Klolei HaMitzvos of Rav Yosef Jatilia, who is the author. He's not famous for the Klolei HaMitzvos. I never heard the Klolei HaMitzvos, so I saw this in the footnote. But he's famous as the author of the Shari Ora, which is a big book of Kabbalah from the Rishonim. And as a matter of fact, if anyone knows any Sfardim, he is responsible for a minag that everyone notices Sfardim do out of Hayom Hazeh. How long do Sfardim wait for Kiddush Levana? How long do Ashkenazim wait for Kiddush Levana?
30 seconds.
No, that's Grunix. Grunix wait until you see the moon. Right? What a Grunix. Grunix have this weird idea. They just do what it says in the Gemara. Very strange. But most Ashkenazim wait 72 hours. Why? For the moon to be big enough to really appreciate the light. Al pi nigla. Sfardim, as we know, wait
7 days.
7 days for the moon. Why does Sparta wait 7 days from the Molad? Not Alpino, Nigla Alpinister. Reb Yosef brings down. Reb Yosef Tikatelia wrote that Alpinister usually wait 7 days before saying Kiddush Levana, because the moon after the first week is in a different sphere of some. I don't understand. But somehow, it's not. There's no parallel between the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim. Getting Ashkenazim in 3 days, I'll be nigla actually also the oral. That just like Abdullah Kennedy, you shouldn't make a bracha until it's really enough to benefit from the light. And they're a shari. The 3 days is significant light. Okay, they might be right, they might be wrong, but it's just, you know, who knows. But the Sephardim, it's Alpi Kabbalah, it's not Alpi nigla, and the mucker is the same Rav Yosef Chikatilia Kolay Mitzvah. Okay, so now we have a context for him. So he says the same thing as the, let's go to the context, as the Marsha and Bais Kitzam. What if their time came? They're not going to not die because of the Shluch Mitzvah, but then they get the Madregov, may save their Mitzvah. If your time happens to come when you're doing a Mitzvah, that's a Madrega. It's a lucky Madrega, meaning it's just lucky, because you didn't die because of the Mitzvah. That's impossible. You died coincidentally. But it's a lucky coincidence that you died, you know, like Yotzen Ishmasu B'Tara. Right? Who was it, Yotzen Ishmasu B'Tara? Tara? Maybe Rabbi Elazar? Or even, you know, or even Rabbi Akiva, Yotzen Ishmasu B'Echad. It's, you know,
that's... Rabbi Ben Trashun, I think.
Who was it? Doesn't matter.
Wasn't Rabbi Hanani Ben Trashun?
Maybe Rabbi Hanani Ben... I don't remember. Okay. Anyway... Okay, it's just lucky. So here's one answer. The Maharsha and the Klali Mitzvos says that it is coincidence. Coincidence and but Ace Kitzo, the time had come. Okay, coincidentally died during a mitzvah, and then happened to be Andrega to coincidentally die during a mitzvah. That's one shot. However, the Divrei Melkiel says another shot. Fascinatingly, I'm not sure what to make of this. Melkiel Tannenbaum, he was a big, big rub in Eastern Europe in the 19th to 20th centuries. And he died on the way home from a meeting of the Agudas Harabbanim, where they were getting together to make the response to the Russian government in order to preserve, Torah Judaism in the Russian Empire. So fascinatingly, he didn't know this when he wrote the Tshuva, obviously, but he died by Chazarasa Miderech Mitzvah. And I'm not sure if that fits his pshat. So it could be that he doesn't fit his pshat. It was a fascinating story, the 1910 rabbinic conference in Russia, if you know anything about what was going on in those days. But what does he say? He says a different pshat. He says it's not coincidence, Adra, but the reason why he chelki is because it's not coincidence. He makes no kemta. No kemta is, the case is, that it's a case of Shkiyah Hazeka, because he couldn't have died if it wasn't Shkiyah Hazeka. He did die because of the mitzvah. Oh, I have to die because of the mitzvah. Shkiyah Hazeka. So, Pelonis, you can die because of the mitzvah. And that's why he gets such a big chelek. He was moser nefesh for the mitzvah. Interestingly, cleverly, what does he use this to explain? There's this strange minhag of the old days that a woman who died in childbirth would get a different chelik in the cemetery. Like there was a special part of the cemetery for a woman who died in childbirth. And no one was sure why. Some people wanted to say, because they're all of our yonim, because and he's mafrit that. He says, no, adraba, because they're a higher madrega. They're tzaddikim, and they need a better part than they made in the rest of the cemetery. So Mesa Biderach Mitzvah. They're Moser Nefesh for the Mitzvah Puruvu. So that's the context, explaining the strange minhag that in Europe have women who died in childbirth get through. Essentially, he says, because they're on the Madrega of Mesa Biderach Mitzvah. He says, because it's also Shkei Chazeka. You know, childbirth is Shkei Chazeka. Certainly in those days, it was a real Shkei Chazeka. And they did it anyway for the Mitzvah. Okay, so the case is Shkei Chazeka, and therefore it's Mesiras Nefesh. Mesirash Nefesh Lemitzvos, of course. This gets into a machlokas haposkim, which is when we say Shkiach is a shiny, does that mean you don't have to do the mitzvah and get into sakana? Or does that mean it's usher to do the mitzvah and get into sakana? Right? That's a big discussion. You don't have to, or it's usher. That's a big discussion. big machlokas. And again, the truth is that there's a famous machlokas, Rama Reed. You know, if a guy tells you, I'll kill you if you do an aveira, etc., you know, do you not have to give up your life? You're not allowed to give up your life. That might be really a different, that for in a few ways might be a different issue than the issue we're discussing right now. We're not talking about like your mom is going to die. So what does shchi chazeka mean? I don't think it means 99% of people are going to die. Just means it's, you know, it's within the gedder. You know, Reb Chaim would say, Reb Chaim wouldn't like this if you're not killed. He would say, what do you mean? You're an avarian if you did a mitzvah shchi chazeka. Adrabba, you lose your chelek for doing that. But this is a big machlokas aposkin, and there's a Taz in Or Chaim Siman Samach Vav who says that that even in the case, let's say, the Melech Hishol B'Shlomo, when you're allowed to talk to an Esrei, you're also allowed to not talk to an Esrei. There are a bunch of cases in the Midrashim where we see that various Tanam Namorah risk their lives for mitzvahs, even in ways that seem like Shkei Chazeka. So it could be there are special reasons there, it was different, etc. It could just be that Shkei Chazeka means it depends how much Mesiras Nefesh you want to have. We can't obligate you. Potter you live, Doke. But Plimo potters you. But if you're really, really stark, you'll do it anyway. And if you die, then you're most enough for mitzvahs, and it's a high madriga. So it's a big machlokes aposkin. The Magen Avraham there seems to disagree. Or no, the Magen Avraham in Siman Sadi Kuf Dalet seems to disagree. But this, you have to say, this gives into machlokes aposkin. Right, Kimanda Amar de Motor Lesakin Atzmo. The Motor Lesakin Atzmo, Mishkia Chazeka, as opposed to the, you know, sort of brisker approach, which is that if it's Shkia Chazeka, Adar, it's in a favorite going to Sakana. Okay. That's the third, the second answer. The third answer. Is the one the Mishnah Halachas likes. But it's found before him, the Shir Ma'on. Who's the Shir Ma'on? It's from Shimon Shriver, the grandson of Chassam Sofer. He is the first Erloi Rebbe, right? In those days, it was a Rav. Nowadays, it's recently morphed into a Rebbe, right? You know Erloi in Katamon, yeah. Right? So who's now? It was Rav Yonason Sofer, passed away recently. Now I don't remember, but it's Sofer. All direct descendants, yeah. Better than Chassam Sofer. It's basically Chassam Sofer, as it were. Become more and more Hasidic of the generation. He was the first Erloi Rebbe, like he moved to Erloi, right? He was in Pressburg. It was his family. Okay, that's the Shir Ma'on. Says the Shir Ma'on here about none of the Abihu. He says, why? Well, you've caused Asrifar Shesar Hashem. Says, because they were made Sukh Derech Mitzvah. They died on the way to Mitzvah. Why would they die in the way to Mitzvah? So it must be that they died for the kapara on the door. It must be they didn't die for normal death because of their aveiros or because of the teva or because of whatever caused people to die in normal circumstances. No, this is a very special case that they were in such madrega that they died for kapara al avon hador. That's a very high madrega. And that's the high madrega of... That's the high madrega of Yichelki, we may say, B'derech Mitzvah. He hints at this, the Mishnah Lach says much more explicitly. It's not a hezek. A hezek means to die the normal way and the normal reason that people die. That's a hezek. But to die for kaparas, avon hador, that's not a hezek. That's a madrega.
But does that apply even if they are knowingly doing something that they should not have been doing?
I'm not sure because he says, why is it Shkei Chazeka? I don't know. Is it Shkei Chazeka? None of you seems to question hard to measure with Shkei Chazeka. In the Mishnah Halachas case, he says the guy was driving a car. He didn't want to say that the people from Malkiel. How is it Shkei Chazeka? He was just driving a car. And apparently he didn't want to say the Marshal would apply here. Nah, he was going to die in an accident anyway. So he says it's not a hezek. He says, not. Coincidence, meaning according to these children, not coincidence, it's dafka because of the mitzvah, but not because of the mitzvah. Rather, since the misa is not a hezek, so it must be for kaparas avon hador. Okay, I know since about 2021 years ago. People have started to get squeamish about this idea that a tzaddik dies to be mechaper and the opening of the door. They're not correct. We have many mechors all over the place, including in Sefer Yeshaya, that the tzaddik dies for kavar the opening of the door. So really, what's igloy milsa? Anyone who dies with derech misa, it couldn't have been a hezek. And the only reason they could have died with derech mitzvah is for kaparas avon hador, and therefore they're in a very, very high. We might not have known. I mean, none of Navihu. We knew they were in a high madriga. Just you know, they were none of Navihu. Fayal, Moshe Yaron, none of Navihu was Shimon Mizik in Israel. Right? They came third and fourth, you know, out of all of Klal Yisrael. But even the fellow, the neighbor of the Mishnah Halachos, who was a Stam Yid who died on the Yeshua. Okay, you don't know this Stam Yid was one of the Lamed Bat Tzaddikim who was ready to die for the Avon Hador. So if you ask if someone does die with derech mitzvah, what is the relationship? Dibbal Gil says it's because of the mitzvah, shchiach hazeika, and therefore he's also there for the mitzvah. The Marsha says coincidence really has nothing to do with anything, but it's still about Draga that it happened to work out that way. I mean, happened to mean Hashem gave him a good coincidence. And the Rav Shimon Shriver, the Erloi Rebbe, and the Umfar Rebbe say no. Since Einar the Suche Mitzvah in Nizokini, why Milsa? That this was not a hezek, but this is a karbon. And therefore, they're very, very high in madriga.
Otherwise, what's the benefit of
the mitzvah? Means you won't be more likely to die if you do the mitzvah than if you haven't. Not by chance, meaning there's a whole system of how Hashem runs the world, which says when everyone's going to die.
Oh, just meaning that maybe there's a mitzvah in this 18th.
If you're shluchim mitzvah, you won't be in more danger than otherwise, but if your time was up, your time was up. Meaning, if someone was going to die in 10 minutes, they go do a mitzvah, they're going to die. If someone wasn't going to die in 10 minutes, they go do a mitzvah, they're not going to die. It doesn't add any likelihood of dying, and therefore you don't have to worry about sakana. You might die, but you don't have to worry about sakana, because it's not because of the mitzvah. It would have happened anyway. Why? Because of all the reasons Hashem runs the world, which they're not our business now. Okay, I just want to end with one interesting ha'ara. There's a fascinating Avni Nezer who asks, how come we go crazy with Sakana Bris Milah? Right? Anyone ever familiar? I don't know if anyone ever had the case where the Moa, they had a baby, and they had a boy, and the Moa said not to Bris Milah. This happens all the time. The doctor says, we don't know what the Moa are talking about. It's perfectly safe. I'll be all medical science. There's no chash whatsoever. You know the odds of... of the baby dying from the Bris Milah just because his bilirubin is whatever, are basically the same as the odds of like walking down the street and getting hit, with a meteorite, etc. Not shvichezeka, and yet we're machmer. Okay, why are we so machmer in Bris Milah? Not so clear. Everyone has different answers. The Avni Nezer has a fascinating answer. He says, Bris Milah is different than all the other mitzvahs. All mitzvahs people do themselves. Even when the Talmidim asked Rava, should I go in the dark to yeshiva? He told them they should, but they did it themselves. Bris Milah is maybe one of the only mitzvahs, see, it's another case also, where the baby can't do it himself, we do it to him. And he says, it's in bitachon. Ein socha al neis bitachon. You have the right to have bitachon for yourself. You don't have the right to have bitachon for other people. And therefore, for my Bris Milah, if I was 13, I would do it and not worry about all these and these unlikely hezeks. But for me to give the Bris Milah to a baby who I didn't ask his permission, he's only 8 days old, and put him in sakana, even if it's not shchich hazeka, shluchim mitzvah in yuzogin doesn't apply in this case. But I mean, it doesn't apply. You have no right to have bitachon for other people, even if the bitachon is justified. The bitachon is true, Chazal say shluchim mitzvah in yuzogin. Chazal don't say, be brave. They actually say shluchim mitzvah in yuzogin as a statement of fact. Nonetheless, even though it's a statement of fact, you have no right to have bitachon for others, you only have the right to have bitachon for yourself, and therefore, even if it's my own kid, and his Bris Milah, I have no right to put him even in a non-shchich hazeka. He says, but all Bris Milah is a hezek, is a danger. Regular Bris Milah is a danger, but he's going to have to do that sooner or later. So therefore, I have the right to do that. But if, regular Bris Milah is 0.001% danger, and now it's 0.001001% danger, I have no right to put him in that danger because I have no right to have a telephone for other people. That's a big condition of Yavne Nezer. But that does tie into, a lot of the... it's very fascinating. If you look at a lot of the literature recently, I don't want to get into politics here, but one of the big machlokos one of the big machlokos has, the, you know, in Eretz Yisrael nowadays is whether to listen to the Corona regulations or not. And there are many different, you know, there are many different aspects to this. Some of them are just sociological or just psychological or whatever, and are, you know, fascinating for the psychologists and sociologists, but not not part of Limud. There's also some real halachic philosophical machlokes here. And one of the issues is Shluchim Etzah in Nizokin. You know, it's a little funny because I have yet to really find a tzibur where there's super makbid on the Hanchayot Corona for different Rishos and only not for doing Mitzvah Shluchim Etzah in Nizokin. So it could be there's some disingenuity going on here. But nonetheless, Lumiyatsu, you found people who said we're super makbid on the Hanchayot for different Rishos. Are you kidding? We would always double makbid because, after all, we have Masorah, Nishmat, Bul Nafshu, Sefer, twice as makbid as all the Chilonim for Divrei Rishos. But for Divrei Mitzvah, okay, Chilonim no Divrei Mitzvah, so they didn't ask our opinion. But for Divrei Mitzvah, you don't have to be makbid because Shluchim Etzah in Nizokin. You know, that is a, you know, that's a big issue. And then the question becomes, you get a double question. A, is it Shkiach HaZeker or is it not Shkiach HaZeker? Right? It's very hard to tell if it's Shkiach HaZeker or not Shkiach HaZeker, because, you know, nowadays we have certain statistics and science and data science, etc. That's a different way of measuring things than if you look in the acronym, where they just have these vague phrases and, you know, you have to, you know, there's room for people to say whatever they want sometimes. In translating the vague face of the acronym into the hard numbers of data, modern data science. And the other issue is what we mentioned right here. Even if it is Shlich HaZeka, maybe Shlich HaZeka just makes it Rishos. So if you're not so stark, you have the right to be Makel, and if you're super stark, you have the right to be Machmir. Of course, the tricky part of this one is that, really, this Avnei Nezer, that when it comes to Corona, it's a little different than the classic Sugis of Shlich HaZeka, not Shlich HaZeka. Because the classic Shkech HaZeik is only your own business, right? The issue with Corona is that if everyone's endangering themselves, then I don't think anyone would really care. I mean, we care very much. I'm saying it wouldn't be a big deal. I personally care if another Jew and Jake endangered himself. But it wouldn't be a big deal. The issue is, of course, that it spreads to the Tiber, and to the Tiber next to the Tiber, and the Tiber next to that, etc., etc. And one of the big shilas is this Avnei Nezer. I think the Avnei Nezer would say, Pashit, you know what you're talking about. Right? Do you have to say Shluchim Etzah in Nizokin? That's your bitachon for yourself. But then you're going to go around and infect other people. And that's about the other people in Shul. Everyone in Shul has decided that, that Shluchim Etzah in Nizokin. But then you're going to leave Shul and you're going to infect everyone else in the supermarket and the pharmacy and on the bus and et cetera, et cetera. So I think the other names would say for sure, there's no having to talk about Shluchim Etzah in Nizokin here because you have no right to affect other people. And Mela, that's the Avnei Nezer. He's talking about Lo Shkiach HaZeka. If it's Shkiach HaZeka, then it's Pasha. Even if Dibur Malkiel is right, you have the right to be Moser Nefesh for Shkiach HaZeka. It doesn't mean you have the right to be Moser other people's Nefesh for Shkiach HaZeka. For Shkiach HaZeka, everyone would agree with the Avnei Nezer. So I think that's really, you know, this Avnei Nezer is just, it's fascinating. It's an interesting Moser because, like, why shouldn't I have the right to be talking for someone else because I'll tell me Shluchim Etzah she ain't be Zokin, right? Like, there's not a modern thing of, oh, your religion's only for you. No, like, I really believe everything it says in Chazal. As far as I'm concerned, Dibrei Chazal are just as true as, you know, the laws of science or anything else. So I say I shouldn't be so much on gravity for other people. No. if something is true, it's true for everyone. And I would be so much on gravity even for other people who didn't believe in gravity. Right? So I should be so much Shluchim Etzah in Nizokin. Certainly for a baby who has no opinion either way. Nonetheless, the Avnei Nezer says there's things that come from bitachon and not from teva. For Sai, it's not proper to be someone to have bitachon for other people. You should have bitachon for yourself. And I think that's a big part of this. Obviously, there's a lot more analysis. Which we will have to leave
for. In his summary at the end on the Bari Lan, there's in brackets. It says Asota Mlacha Tzora Chachola, and then in brackets it says Afilu Chachola Biatzma.
In the Avnei Nezer.
Yep.
Um. Do I have those? I must have those brackets.
I don't know. I printed it out from the Bari Lan.
Yeah, I'm not. Very... yeah, so did I. Yeah, I'm not sure. Because I think part of the amnesia, there should be a difference between me doing
right.
for a whole and the whole doing
right. Okay.
The whole in the hospital, I can for at least so many chachul commits in Yuzokin. But him for himself should be. I think that's the point. Okay, yeah, we'll have to discuss it later. Okay, Viker, let us now move on. There's one other Nakuda I wanted to mention before we go, Viker and the Gemara, which is just very briefly the issue of, well, Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says a controversial statement. Doesn't look controversial. Call Adam Sheesh Lokarka Ola Regel, Shein Lokarka Ein Ola La Regel. Right? Because Lo Yachmanish Tarzacha. Okay, here it's very controversial. Tosos assumes all over Shastri, pass like Rabbi Ami, which why not? We saw it in Gimel and Beis, right? He says, why did Rabbi Yudim Sira not go bring him for Pesach? Axe, he didn't have karka. Okay, now, all the Achronim went to Kudmishimov went crazy, but how did that possible from Pesach, where Yami only says Lila Regal? But the Lila Regal part, that was Pasha the Tosfos. Those Machadish that you also bought from Pesach, we discussed this, we're not going to cause right now. And Tosfos Chagiga also says, the Mishnah Minyan Chagiga says, these are all the people who are Potter from Iyad, etc., etc., etc. Why don't they mention Mishain Lokarka? They mention all kinds of crazy cases. So Tosfos says, of course, Mishain Lokarka is Potter from Riyah. Why does the Mishnah mention him? Okay, what's always the answer? Why does the Mishnah doesn't mention something? Town of Shire. Okay, it's a town of Shire. The Mishnah's allowed to leave things out. That's Tosfos. However, the Meiri here says we don't pass like Rabbi Ami, and the Meiri in Chagiga also says we don't pass like Rabbi Ami. And where does he get it from? Mistami gets it from the Rambam, because the Rambam. There's no Rambam you can look at. It doesn't pass like Rabbi Ami. You just have to read all the Rambams, and he doesn't bring down Rabbi Ami. So in terms of Pesach, you have Machlokas being Tosos versus the Rambam, an argument from silence, but a good argument from silence, meaning he wrote a whole Mishnah Torah. He wrote that the Mishnah Torah covered all the halachos, and this is the halacha. So the Rambam, it seems clearly in the Meiri, is not an argument from silence. He says that Baruch Betraktana, who disagree and say we don't postulate Rabbi Ami. Okay, the Achronim, as you can imagine, go to town as to Mehechi Tesi, the Rama, the postulate Rabbi Ami. It's said in Shas without a machlokas. And there are many, many different answers. The Tzlach here is something which is a little intricate. The Mari Eponim in Peya says, because the machlokas in our sugya, Rav only knew Shluchim Yisrael Yizokin on the way. On the way there, in which case he didn't darshin ufani sabalok of yalach to lelecha for shluchim etzim yizokin. So how did he know on the way there? Loyach monish tzartzacha. So he didn't have it available for Rabbi Ami's drasha. It's only Rabbi Elazar who darshin ufani sabalok of yalach to lelecha who had it available for Rabbi Ami's drasha. So it's machlok darshin between Rav and Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, the Rama passed like Rav against Rabbi Elazar, and that's why he didn't pass like Rabbi Ami. Okay. I have a lot of trouble accepting the Mari Eponim from Pshat, just because the Nafka Minutin Rav and Rabbi Elazar is whether Shluchim Mitzvah and Yizokin B'Chazir Rasam. And the problem is the Gemara, by that story of the kid in the ladder, and Chulin and Kiddushin, says Stam, Ba'Kaimalon, Shluchim Mitzvah and Yizokin B'Chazir Rasam, B'Chazir Rasam. So it seems like Stam of the Gemara assumes Kaimalon, like Rabbi Elazar against Rav. In which case we would darshan for Nisa Boka Bialacha Lo Alecha, in which case we'd have Lo Yachmanish Tarts for Rabbi Ami. So it's nice that Rav and passing like Rav. I just don't know why you passing like Rav, because the stomach of the Gemara sounds like Rabbi Elazar. So what most of the Achronim say, we're not going to go into every example. Basically, what all the Achronim say is they take the whole first paragraph of Chagiga and they point out that every line in the first paragraph of Chagiga sounds against Rabbi Ami. Why? Because a katan is chayiv, but a katan doesn't have karka. And an Eved Meshuchar is Chayim, but an Eved Meshuchar doesn't have Karka, because he can't inherit it, and we hold, and he has to give it back in the Yovel, even if he buys it, and Kenya Piras, not Kenya Goftami. And the Isha would be Chayim, not for Kazir's Gus, but she doesn't have Karka. And Shmuel was Chayim, and he was a little kid at the time and didn't have Karka, Shmuel and Avi. The Gemara discussed it, etc. So, basically, everyone tries to find some diuk, and then everyone answers back, and it's docha. Okay, for some reason, we don't know why the Rambam passed against Rabbi Ami. We're not sure. He must have had some diuk someplace in Shas, either that he held like Rav here, or a diuk from Chagiga that he passed against Rabbi Ami. I really, like, all the answers are possible. None of them are airtight or have an actual smach, like anywhere that that's the right answer. So I have no idea.
Is there any Ushami on this?
The Ushami actually supports Rabbi Ami, so that's not going to help the Rambam. Right, that makes it much worse. Right, the Ushami, I wasn't eyeing it, but it sounds like Rabbi Ami. Right, so that's just going to make the question worse. Okay, I'm not sure. Unless I missed something in the Ushami, you can look it up, tell me if you find something. In any case, I just want to ask for a second, we'll get back to Chagiga in a second. We'll get back to Chagiga in a second. But I would just want to ask for a second, why? What's the svara? Why should someone who doesn't have karka be put up for Lila Regel? It seems a little strange. Like, what does owning karka have to do with a Lila Regel? Right? It seems awfully peculiar. What is a Lila Regel? Of course, the purpose of a Lila Regel is to go and have a religious experience. Right? Why someone has karka is religious, someone who doesn't have karka is not religious. It just seems very strange. What does this have to do with having karka? You want to say you have to pay more taxes if you have karka, that's one thing. But what does having karka have to do with going to the Beis HaMikdash to have an experience of Re'iyas Panim? It seems a little peculiar. And there's a number of explanations. These explanations only begin a philosophy, but nonetheless, they might, you know, help hint at some halachic hevdaros. What are some of the explanations? Maybe he's really reinterpreting the whole mitzvah of Lila Regel. We thought the purpose of a Lila Regel was to have an experience of closest to Hashem, Shuta Kvashmo, right? No, really, it's about bitachon. The purpose of a Lila Regel is really bitachon. And therefore, someone who has land is having bitachon by a Lila Regel. Someone who doesn't have land, so he makes a Lila Regel. There's no bitachon involved. Then it's just like a cool vacation. The Mahos of Aliyah L'Regel is a mitzvah of Bitachon. That's a big Kiddush, but that we find the Shem Shmuel who quoted it for his father, I believe, right? Who's his father? The Avnei Nezer, correct? Or the Egli Tal, or whatever you want to call him. But he does say, he says, quote Kodesh Avi, Admor Zetzal, etc., etc. He says, Eker mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel is that you're meniach maaseihem. Shehifker kolechem echad hon ruchush of olu Yerushalayim. Okay, maybe, you know, he didn't say the word bitachon, same idea. The ikar of a lila regel is not what you're doing in Yerushalayim. It's what you're not doing. It's what you're abandoning, right? It's what you're leaving behind. So that's one possibility. So what's the svara? One possibility is the Shem Mishmoel. That the ikar, meaning it's more of a surmei ra than an asei tov. I don't mean ra in terms of an aveira. Ra in terms of the gashmias. Someone who's shakua in the gashmias of his home and everything forgets about it. Says, that's not what's important. I'm leaving that in the hands of Hashem, and I'm going to Yerushalayim. The ikar of the ilaregel is leaving the gashmias. If you don't have gashmias to leave, then you're not chayiv on the ilaregel. Right? Then you don't need the ilaregel as much. So that's one pshat. He says, no, the Iker mitzvah is abandoning Gashmias. And if you have no Gashmias to abandon, then it's a corrective. Fascinating. It's not what we would have thought from the Pesukim, but that's exactly why we're talking about it. It's just something we would have thought ourselves. The Meshech Chachma, he says a little different. He mentioned a few things here. You have to figure exactly how they work together. Because he mentions bitachon, but then his basic part is he says why ha'adon Hashem. An adon means someone who gives out things to some people and not other people. That's what brings raya's for. He says why is adon Hashem? It also says ha'adon Hashem. We just read the Shabbos. Shlosh b'mashanai records of v'chaz b'nei ha'adon Hashem. Because he took the land from the Canaan and gave it to you, and he can also take it from you and give it to someone else if he wants. Right. So it has to do with Hashem's mastery of the land. Says Hashem gave us the land of Eretz Yisrael. We have to go and forget about the land, right? Bal Tachuso made the Karmachem, and go to Hashem to recognize that the land depends on Hashem, right? That's what he says. And for someone who doesn't have karka, ein lo tual tius protius bichli sosol aretz. Of course, clearly he does, but he didn't get anything from Hisal Aretz, so he doesn't need to acknowledge that and give credit to Hashem. Sounds here like the point is not abandoning Gashmias in general, but giving credit to Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. Hashem gave you Eretz Yisrael. He's the Adon HaAretz. It's a Adon Hashem. Not the Adon of you. The Adon, he is the Adon of you, but that's not the point now. But the Adon of Eretz Yisrael, he's the Adon of Eretz Yisrael. What do you have to do? If it's your land, then you keep an eye on your land. If it's his land, then you go three times a year to show that you recognize it's his land and you're not taking care of it, you're leaving here to take care of it. So for the Shem Yishmol, here we could have added, maybe. Or it's training in Bitachon. For the Meshech Chachma, he says it's sort of acknowledging Hashem's Adnus. I know this is my taich, but I think it's pretty close to what he says on Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, only someone who has a Toelis from Eretz Yisrael has to acknowledge that. Someone who doesn't has nothing to do. Or, what does Marsha say fascinatingly? Marsha right here? The Iker is to be Sameach B'Tfuas Ha'aretz. Meaning for him, the Iker Aliyah L'Regel is, you bring your Meiser Sheni, and you bring your Bikurim, is really to thank Hashem for the Tfuas Ha'aretz. It's an opportunity, of course, you have to bring Meiser Sheni and Bikurim without Aliyah L'Regel. Right? You might have said, no, this is a separate mitzvah. That, if not for Aliyah L'Regel, you'd have to bring on a random Tuesday. No, he says this all one mitzvah, says the Maharsha right here, very Zionistic Maharsha, that the real Iker mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is L'Sameach B'Tfuas Ha'aretz. Obviously by Sameach, I mean just on the party, obviously to thank Hashem, right? That's the Kuru Meister Shem and everything is all about. But if you don't have a farm, then there's nothing to do. He even says, and then he says that ties into Chamech Tveria, then you should be going to a little spot to enjoy the scene and the pomp and pageantry and, you know, probably get some free food from people because everyone's giving out their Meister Shemi and their Shlomen and their Toda and etc. So says the Maharsha, he says, nope, the Iker mitzvah is l'smoach lifnei Hashem b'peiros ha'aretz. Right, Bikurim Meiser Sheni, etc. Even if you don't Bikurim Meiser Sheni, still, you're going up to Hashem basically to thank him and to appreciate the peiros ha'aretz. Okay, all interesting touches in what's the Iker mitzvah Lila Regal and not what we would have thought. We'll come back to that in a moment. There could be nafkaminas between them, right? Meaning, it could be they're just talking philosophy, etc. Or it could be, no, they're really giving a hagdara of the mitzvah. The mitzvah of a Lila Regal is for someone who has Peiros Ha'aretz to come up, for someone who has Eretz Yisrael to come up, for someone who has Gashmius to come up, etc. The nafkaminas, of course, could be obvious, and that has to do with all the answers that the Achronim give. For the beginning of Chagiga, which I'll mention in a moment. For example, what if someone owns land in Chutz La'aretz? Are they chayv in a Lila Regel? Right? According to the Meshech Chachma and the Maharsha L'chor not. Right? According to the, right, what could be a nafkamina? What if someone has karka in Chutz La'aretz? According to the Shem Yishmol, they should be chayv. What do you mean? They have to abandon their karka and go to Hashem. And leave in the B'tachon of Hashem. Again, unless someone's saying, no, there's a separate P'tor, because like it's just too much of a tircha. But you would think they'd be chayiv. According to the Meshech Chachma and the Maharsha, l'chore, they should be potter. No, they're not coming to thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael now, or to acknowledge it. They have landed Chutz La'aretz, and Chutz La'aretz is not Adon Hashem. Again, Hashem is the Adon Kol Aretz, obviously, in some deep sense, but not in the particular sense we're discussing now. Another nafkamina could be what was we saw here brought up by the Sfas Emes. Right? How about Batei Arichoma? What if they have a house, but they don't have a farm? Then Lechora, according to the Shem Yishmuel, you should be Chayav. According to the Meshech Chachma, you should also be Chayav. But according to Marsha, you should be Potter, because you don't have any Bikurim, you don't have Meister Shem, you don't have Peiros. Correct. Anyone in Chol is Potter. Yeah. And it was that Sivra, someone says, because they land in Chol, and land in Chol is Potter, or it could be a different part. Correct. But that's not so Pashat. Interestingly, this is a machlokas. Basically, most Rishonim who start asking kashas from Chagiga, how could an Eved be Chayev? He can't own land. Right? How could a ger be chayiv if he doesn't own land? The ger is an indirect connection, etc. Why can't he own land in Chutz La'aretz? So many achronim are so saying that lein chatzlaret doesn't count. But Rav Yaakov Emden says before in the Shelis Yavetz and the Lechem Shemayim, which is Pirush Mishnah, that lein chatzlaret does count. So this is a machlokes, right? Stimas harbe achronim. Is that potter? But the Shelis Yavetz, and I'm sure you can find others, says Chayav. And when it comes to Batei Rechama, we saw the Sfas Emes says Chayav. The Sfas Emes says Chayav, but Stimas Harbi Achronim, basically whoever didn't give the Sfas Emes' answer, could say they just weren't clever enough to think of the Sfas Emes' answer. But they were very clever. Sfas Emes was the only clever Achron. It could be that they thought it didn't count, and they were more like the Marsha. So you're right. Tosos might be throwing a monkey wrench. Although, even in Tosos, a guy could be in Chutz Lartz and land in Eretz Yisrael, be in Eretz Yisrael and land in Chutz Lartz. I'm not sure. I think it was that if someone went in Dafkin Lebez, we go to their Chutz Lartz, say it means land in Chutz Lartz doesn't count. It means the only land, but land in Chutz Lartz doesn't count against Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So, but it can go either way.
How about someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael but lives far away and isn't bringing fruit from Meisr? He's bringing money. Anybody can take money and go buy fruit in Yerushalayim.
Correct, but then you say it's a general category of people who have Pirus Eretz Yisrael. You know, they might not. So that's the kind of low plug that we have even in Doraisis. That doesn't bother me. Lemaisa, how does this affect? This affects the famous question. Well, this will end of here. I don't want to spend an hour going into the Prote. Basically, take my word for it, or some of the things in brackets, that the Achronim go through Ginnin Chagiga and ask question after question Rav Yaakov. Right? Right? Basically, the general, let's call it the general collection of questions, right? The collection of questions. The set of kushios from Chagiga Perek Aleph. Right, Eved, the Chatzi Eved, the Katan, the Isha, the Ger, not all these people are Chayiv in, but all these people, like, at least have a Havmi to be Chayiv in, and the Ger doesn't even have a direct Havmi, but the Tzlachir makes all the connection. Okay, all these, some of these, it says they're Chayiv and they don't have Karka. Some of these, it implies that they theoretically would be Chayiv and they don't have Karka. How do you answer this set of Kushios? There's basically three ways to answer this set of Kushios, you know, the way I'm counting. What's the general mahalach? One general mahalach is what the Sfas Emes says at the beginning here. He says, the Turi Evan asked this question, and he points out, the Emes, the Rambam left it out, to say, maybe that's why the Rambam paskin against Rabbi Yami. Because in Chagiga, we see all these people in the land are Chayiv and Re'iyah. The second derech, which is most achronim, is just to find Hinkley Timpsons where they all have land in Chutz Laretz, Bati Ori Choma, right? Which once anyone could buy, it doesn't matter if they inherited, it never goes back in the Yovel. Yovel Rishon, apparently before the first Yovel, it was still considered a Kenyan Hagofa, not Kenyan Peros. There's a lot of kinds of technical scenarios. Find cases where they could own land, and that's where it's interesting. How come everyone just doesn't say Chutz Laretz? Maybe that shows they think land in Chutz Laretz doesn't count. And Yaakov says they can own land in Chutz Laretz. What's the problem? How come everyone doesn't say Batei Rechama? Maybe they think it doesn't count. But the Sfas Emes says Batei Rechama, what's the problem? And then they both have other things. Maybe the Evan Meshuchar could marry a woman who inherited from her father who had no brothers, and then she dies, and the man never used to follow the Raisa. You come up with lots of cases. We're not going to go into all the wonders. Or the tremendous finish of the Sfas Emes. And the I put the Maromi Sada here. They're not the only ones who say it, but still a very minority Shita. What do they say? They say that no, this whole thing was a misunderstanding. This whole thing is a misunderstanding because there's Tzvei Dinim. There's Tzvei Dinim. You really think that that's the reason for the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? You really think that's the reason that's the reason that you have to, what is the mitzvah? Anyone want to tell me from a halachic perspective, what is the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? What do you have to do? You have to go to the Azara and bring what kind of carbon? An olah. Chagiga is a separate mitzvah. You have to go to the Azara and bring the carbon olah. The reason you go to the Azar bring carbon ola has nothing to do with the Kedusha and the connection to Hashem and the Ruchnius, and, you know, it's just, you know, to leave your farm at home and, you know, which are very nice reasons. Meaning, for our modern day Judaism, these are very, very deep spiritual ideas. I'm saying, like, that was the only idea of Yirah Kol Zechorcha. What about the Re'iyah? Right? Doesn't Re'iyah sound like something more than that? So they all say, no, there's Sveidinim. Not Sveidinim in the exact same thing. What do they all say? They say, no, there's a total disconnect. They say there are two dinim. One din is that whoever is nearby has to go Re'iyas Panim Bazara. That's what's discussed in Chagiga. And that an Eved is Chayev, and a woman is a Habamim Chayev, and a Chotan is Chayev, etc., etc. And that has nothing to do with Karka. One is, but that's only for in Yerushalayim. One is, whoever is nearby. Chayev in Re'iyah. You have to go to the Azar and bring the carbon. And that is whether or not you own karka. That's the discussion in the Gemara and Chagiga. Then Rabbi Ami is saying a separate din. The separate din is that everyone has to travel to Yerushalayim and be nearby. That is only if he owns karka. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Ami. Basically, there's no kash on Rabbi Ami from Chagiga. Chagiga is discussing if you're in Yerushalayim, you're chayv Re'iyah. The reason of chayv Re'iyah has to do with the ruchnius experience of coming close to Hashem to be samikdash. That has nothing with owning land, and therefore owning land is not supposed to jive with the first strike of Chagiga. Rabbi Ami is discussing something separate, that you're chayv to go to Yerushalayim and then become chayv, and the Re'iyah is only chayv if you're in Yerushalayim. But are you chayv to go to Yerushalayim and become chayv in Chagiga? That depends. If you have land, you're chayv to go to Yerushalayim. If you don't have land, you're not chayv to go to Yerushalayim. So he separates it. Well, that makes it also the explanation a little easier. Right now, there's two chiyuvim. One chiyuv is for the experience of kirvah Hashem b'mikdash, but that's only on people who are nearby. Then there's a chiyuv if you atriach yourself and travel to the mikdash. That's only if you have land, and therefore there's no stira to Mariami at all. The beginning of Maseches Chagiga. Okay, that's the chiddush of the Sfas Emes Nemor Meisada. Most Achronim do not give this answer because they don't hold this way. But that's the chiddush of some Achronim. Yes, Noah.
So what within the beast Sehidim, which is like the baseline, basically, is the basic chiyuv of anyone who's local? And so if you're not local, so Rabbi Ami's chiyuv is that you're supposed to make yourself into a local and therefore you hide yourself in it? Or is it like, no, really, the more essential chiyuv is for people who live outside Yerushalayim with Rabbi Ami, and there just happens to also be like the secondary chiyuv that exists.
Before. Right. So I don't know if you have to say essential or secondary, but I would say is the chiyuv of the parsha of Shalosh Pamim Shana Yira called Zochur Chesbnei Hashem Elokeinu. That's only for people in Yerushalayim, which is a chiddush.
Yeah.
That's not what it sounds like from the Pshat pasuk. There's a different chiyuv from the pasuk of Lo Yachud Ishes Aretz Chabalos Kol Eilos Chesbnei Hashem Elokeinu. They have to be all of the roles, not just Roman. There's one chiv Re'iyah, that's for people who are nearby. There's another chiv Aliyah the Re'iyah, which is from a separate possible Yachman Ishtarz Chabad Los Kol Eros Tnei Hashem Lokecha, which is in the same, also Parsh Mishpatim, but a different part. You know, not two soaking next to each other. So then the chiv Re'iyah and the chiv Aliyah the Re'iyah. The chiv Re'iyah is on everyone. The chiv Aliyah the Re'iyah is only if you have karka.
I don't know all the cases in Chagiga. Since they're under the
Rishus
of the owners.
Uh-huh. So that's, I gave you one shuvah about that. So that's brought up by at least one shuvah that I have here, who says, it could be by the katan, it's really part of his father's, and therefore it's not part of his cheshvan. It's not going to help for the Eved Meshachar.
Right.
Okay, but you're right. You could say that for at least some of them, correct. At least certainly the katan and isha, you could say they're really alts. You know, this is classic, and Sukkah, we have the same question, and in Hakel, you have the same question, et cetera, et cetera. Correct. Absolutely. But it's not going to help for the end. Okay, let's go by turn the Gemara, both sides. Ready? Let's go. Over me'omru Amar Shnei Shuris Martev. Martev, Mandachar Shmei. Who mentioned a Martev? That you're a Mamet Omru. No, Hachi Tomer, Komotshe, Achif, Lochamis, and Sarf Bedika, but also Shem, Yosh, Shem, and Nami, and Sarf Bedika, over Mamet Omru, Shnei Shuris Martev, Machshe, and Lochamis, and Mistapik. No, because the Gemara said, didn't mention Martev, the Gemara says, Mokim Shem, Achif, Lochamis, doesn't need Bedika. And that meant to say, the also Shem, Yosh, Shem, and Mokim Shem, Achif, Lochamis, don't need Bedika. So then the Gemara asked, oh, we had an ancient Masora, the Mishnah asks, we had an ancient Masora from the early Tanarim, Shnei Shuris Martev. Have we have an ancient Masora, Shnei Shuris Martev, if Malkum Shem Achlis Mochamit doesn't need Bdika? Chris, that's talking about a Martev that is Machlis Mochamit. Why? Mistapik, as we saw on Amud Aleph, where you take for your meal. By Shami, Omer Shnei Shuris, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Shuris, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Yad Shmei Korah. Rabbi Yehuda says, first of all, clearly, Beis Shammai Shnei Shuris are, let's imagine, you have a barrel, 10 by 10 by 10. You have 1,000 barrels here of wine cellar. Okay, according to Beis Shammai, how many barrels do you have to check? Well, that's a trick question, but yes, so far 200, right? Which 200? Shtei Shuris Omer Min Ha'aretz Yad Shnei Shmei Korah. 200. If I was more of an artist, I could put this on the board, but I totally can't. 200 standing up squares, meaning if you walk in the door, the 100 that you're facing from top to bottom, from right to left, is one shura, and the 100 behind them is another shura. Why? Because anyone who brings a chametz comes in the front. So it could be anywhere in the front row, right? It also maybe got a little further, they stuck their hand a little further behind the second row, and that's it. That is 200 of Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi Achas, Kmin Gamma, a gamma. What do we call that? An L, right? An upside down L, right? He says, no, you have to do all the ones facing the front and all the ones facing the top. Because sometimes, often, they would go to get anything from the top barrels. So it actually ends up being 190, if you think about it, right? Because the 10 are the same for both of them. Okay, so he says, come in, Gem. Tani Kvasir Rav Yehuda, Tani Kvasir Rav Yochanan, Tani Kvasir Rav Yehuda, Beishami Yom Shnei Shur Sal Panikol Martev, Shnei Shur Shomer Min Ha'aretz Shmei Korah, Tani Kvasir Rav Yochanan, Shnei Shur Sal Panikol Martev, Chitzona Barosa Pesach, Vilyona Barosa Korah, right? All the barrels that see the front door, and all the barrels that see the ceiling. Shall lift the air, shall not the man serve Bedika. Whatever's behind and beneath them doesn't need Bedika. Fine. That's not controversial. Beis Hillel, Omer Shnei Shuris, Hakitzona Shel Heinel Yonos. Right? The simple shot in Beis Hillel is that how many barrels do you have to check?
20.
Not 290, but 20. 20, right? Not two squares, two lines, right? Not two faces, two rows. Which two, though? Chitzonos Elyonos. Of course, the problem is that there's one row of 10 that's Chitzon Elyon. But what's the second one? So, here we say, Amar Rav, Elyonos Shalamati Mena, the top one and the one under that. Meaning, in the front, the top row in front, and the second to top row in front. No, the top front row and the second to front top row. My time at Radai Chitzonos, they brought to both be Chitzon. My time at I skipped a line, I think. My time at Radai Chitzonos, all Yonos, Katon, you'll leave both Yonos. No, it just means they have to be in the top two rows. But they both have to be in front. Shmuel Amar Yonos lives in the end of the top one and behind it. My Tam Adayik El Yonos. He says they're both on top. But doesn't it say that they're in front? No. It just means it can't be three rows back. It can be two rows back. Rabbi Chia Tani Kvasi Rav, Kulis Dani Tani Kvasi Shmuel. And the Gemara didn't really say Helps like Kvasi Shmuel. That was added by some Gaonim. It's clear. Because Cloak is Gaonim. We're showing him how we paskin. It's Helps like Kvasi Shmuel. So obviously that's not the original Girsa in the Gemara. That's what it says in the side here. It says in the side here, from all the posts from Rishonim Achronim Pasim like Rav, it's clear they didn't have in their Girsa Helps like Vasid Shmuel. I'm just adding, even the Rishonim Pasim like Shmuel, it's clear they didn't have in their Girsa. Because for example, the Rebbeinu Chananel, does he pass again? Rebbeinu passes like Shmuel. And he says, even though we ignore the Hilag Rabbi Surah here, Kula Tanoi held like Shmuel, we paskin like him. And he doesn't say, because the Gemara says, Helps like Vasidi Shmuel. So obviously no one had that gear. So that was just added later by some Gon who paskin like Shmuel.
Rebbe, That yeah. I have this whole discussion, but we're not talking philosophy. We're talking practicality. You have to worry about chametz because somebody walked in and might have put down his chametz on one of the barrels. It's not a limud. It's a practical thing. You have to look where he could have put down his chametz.
Right. So the maisa, meaning in terms of machlokas being beis shammai, beis hillel, you could just say, at least so far, not beis shammai was machmir even a slight chance of putting chametz. They still only said that there's a reasonable chance. But in terms of the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan within beis shammai, or Rav and Shmuel within beis hillel, I don't think you have any choice but to say that they're arguing psychology. They're arguing, I know there's the yeshivish idea that no one's ever arguing with Metzias, but that's not found in Shas. In Shas, what it says is that a Tanam and Avraham would never argue about a Metzias that you could just go easily and check out. That would be stupid. If you could just go check in like 1 hour, they wouldn't argue. But in a question of psychology, of how likely are people who forget, who go to get wine in the Leviel and leave a piece of bread, where they likely leave a piece of bread, it's hard to check that out. Even nowadays, you need a lot of funding to do that experiment. You know, how do you know? Meaning, you can't tell someone to do this on purpose and see what they do, because it's only people who forget. And how do you check enough people who forget? So it could be that these are not enough homes in psychology where are people likely to leave it. I don't have maybe I could sweeten it up a little, but only a little. Now, just before I sweeten it up a little, let me just point out that there's a big machlokes rishonim, what actually is the shita of Rav and Shmuel. Everyone says what the Pshat and the Gemara seems to be, but Rabbi Hananel has a very strange shita. Okay, the Bir Halacha tries to deny it, but in my mind, unsuccessfully. Rabbi Hananel has a very, very strange shita, and this shita is quoted as a Yesh Omrim by the Sefer Etter, which I didn't know the Makaros, and a Yesh Omrim by Rabbi Dov, which I didn't know the Makaros. No one agrees with Rabbi Hananel. They all quote a Yesh Omrim. Who is the Yesh Omrim everyone quotes? It's obviously Rabbi Hananel. And the tricky part about the Bir Halacha is that the Bir Halacha gets stuck a little, he says, in the brackets. But it sounds like for a Rabbeinu Hananel that it's that even for Beis Hillel, two faces, two squares, Sarach Iyam, because that's against what he said in the beginning. Because it can't be. because it can't be, because then Shmuel, who says that, would be much more machmir than Rav. Okay, I think what he didn't notice fully is that both in Shmuel and in Rav he has the Shita, right? What is Rabbi Nachmanel's Shita? That everyone agrees it's 200. Beis Shammai says 200, Beis Hillel also says 200. They just argue which 200. Right, that's Rabbeinu Hananel's Das Yochid. And according to Rabbeinu Hananel, what's Rav and what is Shmuel? Rav says, El Yona Ulamata Mimeno. What does he say here? He says explicitly, in Beis Hillel, call a Shura Shavamartef. It's Amar Rav, El Yona Shavamata Mimeno, Diachitzon to Afish, call a Shura Shavam, Shigan Agapas, Bum Chitzonos. He says, all the squares are Chitzonos, right? Because they all, every horizontal square is chitzonah, because it touches the face of the front. Nonetheless, the only way you have two chitzonos is the top ones. Shuel Yonav Shalomata Heimena. Right, what does he say? He says that Rav holds, right? Right, here is Rav, here is Shmuel, here is the Shita of the Rishonim, and here is the Shita of Rabbeinu Hananel. What did the Rishonim say? Rav says, El Yonav Shalomata Himena, top, front, row, and the row beneath it. And Shmuel says also the top, front, row, and the row behind it. Right? Someone make sure I'm not making a mistake in these technical things. Says the Rav, no. Rav says that he says no. Chitzonos, you have to take the whole top square and the one underneath it. Chitzonos, Roshei Hashuros are Chitzonos Mamish. The Roshei Chitzonos, what does Rav say? He says no. The top square and the square below it. Oh, how is that? Dai Chitzonos? Well, we have to make contrast. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says, the front square, front is chitzonah, right? and the square behind it. How is Rav Dayak? How is Rav Dayak Hitzonos? He says the two top rows. Ah, the two top rows are both Hitzona because they both reach the front. According to Shmuel, the second row is not, the second square is not Hitzona at all because it's totally blocking the front. And Shmuel's Dayak Elyonos. The two front squares are both Elyonos because they reach the top. According to Rav, it's not Elyonos because one of them doesn't reach the top. Okay, that's the radical sheet of the Rosh. Why does everyone reject the Rosh? Everyone rejects the Rosh because then Beis Hillel is the same as Beis Shammai. Because what did Beis Shammai say? According to Behuda, Bina Aretz Yashvei Korah. The front square and the square behind it. What was the kasha of Rabbeinu David? Then this is the same as Beis Shammai Lefi Rav Yehuda. How can Beis Hillel be the same as Beis Shammai? But the truth is that I'm looking for this line. That Rabbeinu David already answers. The Rach doesn't. Sorry, everyone asks. Rashi says, no problem. Yes, Shmuel's Beis Hillel looks the same as Rabbi Yehuda's Beis Shammai. So Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan. That, he said, an L. And Beis Hillel says the front square behind it. And Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That the front two squares were Beis Shammai. And the top two squares are Beis Hillel. Okay, Beis Hillel is not telling you to check less than Beis Shammai. Okay, very radical sheet of the Rach, but it actually can work out. All you have to say is that Shmuel is against Rabbi Yehuda, because otherwise Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai would be the same. Okay, let's just go in our Gersa for a moment to the question of Tosos, which maybe will sweeten up the question before a little, before, and of Rav Dayak Hitzonos. Rav is Dayak Hitzonos. So why was Rav Dayak Hitzonos and Shmuel Dayak Elyonos? Seems like sort of equal 50-50, right? So what does Tosos answer? Tosos answers, what's the real machlokes? Obviously, the machlokes isn't, you know, when you ask what someone's real machlokes, let's just back up for a second. There's always two questions you mean by what someone's real machlokes. One is, how does each of them prove that they're right? And the other is, what's the svara for the halacha according to each of them? Right? Meaning, someone has to have proof they're right, they also have to have a svara. Right? Whenever I have a shita, I have to have a svara, and I might also have evidence that I'm right. So Tosfos is not asking, why does Rav think this is a better svara and Shmuel thinks a better svara? They just have to say machlokes in psychology. And sometimes the svara is the ikker. Really, I just like my svara and you like your svara. But I try to bring a proof, and then you try to bring, once we have our svaras, then we try to bring proofs. And sometimes, we bring our proofs. And then afterwards, if someone asks us, we'll tell them about this, we'll make up a svara. Anyway, Tosfos assumes what's driving this is proofs, not svaras. Right? What's driving this is proofs, not svaras. Because driving this is proofs, they're both equal. One is Dayak Elyonos, one is Dayak Hitzonos, and Mish said Elyonos Shein Hitzonos Shein Elyonos. Why are they different shitas? So Tosfos says, V'dochak Adem Machlokes in interpreting Mishnayos. Whether the Reisha is more Meduyak, or the first word is more Meduyak, or the second word is more Meduyak, maybe the first word is more Meduyak, that is Rav, who's Dayak Hitzonos, right? What favor comes first is more Meduyak. Shmuel says, no, Shein Elyonos. Whatever's modifying what comes first is more Meduyak, because that's the final explanation. If I say X, if I say people, by which I mean if I say geniuses, by which I mean people who get into Harvard Law School, then really I'm more Meduyak when I say by which I mean. Okay, that's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What part of a mission is more Meduyak? Rabbeinu Tam and the Sefer Yosher didn't love this. We'll go through all the pshatim. Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Yosher, says, no, actually, everyone agrees. Says Rabbeinu Tam here. Give me a second. Everyone agrees that Rav's diuk is better. He says someplace here. Daniel Yonos. Okay. He says, really, for sure, Rav's diuk is better. Rav's diuk is better. Rav's diuk is better. That it should be the Hitzonos, the top front row, and the row beneath it, because Hitzonos comes first. What is Shmuel saying? It's Svara psychology. Shmuel saying, yeah, but psychologically, My svara beats your diuk. Rav's diuk that beats Shmuel. Svara and Shmuel thinks his svara beats Rav's diuk. Shmuel says, but my svara, you wouldn't put it on the bottom row. Everyone only looks at the top row. You only put things on top of the barrels. You don't put things in between the top and second row of the barrels. Okay, so either they have a machlokas and a diukim, or Rav thinks the rules of diukim are stronger than the psychology, and Shmuel thinks the psychology is stronger than the normal rules of diukim. Either way, we have machlokas, Rav, and Shmuel. Howie Paskin is a big machlokas rishon. Let us go weiter. Mishnah. Ein choshen shemagira holding vice lies makam makam came to the chutz from ear to ear. Ein ledavar sof. Right. Excuse me for turning my back. Right. We're not choshesh that. And here we'll just spend a second chazering what we already discussed. We're not choshesh than achbar drag. What is the case that we're not choshesh than achbar drag? Let's remind ourselves. Ein choshen. What's the case? So this is machlokas being the Rambam and everyone else, right? Ein choshen shema gira cholda mimakom lemakom v'choli. What's the case? According to the Rambam, it means Makom she'ein machnisin bo chametz. And it is explaining the previous Mishnah. What does the Rambam say? We're not choshesh that an achbar drag to mukshrim lefis bo chametz. Remember the question we showed him? Why are we choshesh that achbar drag mukshrim lefis bo chametz? Rambam says that was the Tanna had this question. But you did not see this question. So he wrote this Mishnah because of ein ledavar sof. Because if so, then even if you cleaned, you'd have to worry that an achbar dragged. Then the rest of the Mishnah is like everyone else. But Rashi and the other Rishonim interpret differently. They say there's not an explanation to the first Mishnah. This is a new point. What's the new point? This is a makom shemachnisin bo chametz acharei bedika. Why don't we worry that after you did bedika, your mother's totally worried about this all the time. Right, she cleaned this house. What does she do? She spends all day reminding people, I cleaned this room. I cleaned the upstairs. Nothing's allowed to go for the downstairs. So the upstairs, there has to be a border here or a force field, right? Because she's choshesh. Okay, but what the halacha? Well, maybe she's choshesh for you. You're worse than an achbar. But we're not worried that an achbar brought from the place we didn't yet check to the place we did check. Why? Because then maybe we could check all our house at once or for guards to keep the achbar from going. But what about the neighbor's house? And what about the next village, etc., and the diverse self? Okay, that's Rashi and most Rishon. Now the only question is, but, this is Chazer. Why? Meaning, how about in the diverse self? Wasn't this in the last Mishnah? But why aren't we worried about makom she'ein machnisin bo chametz? So here Tosfos says, "Vim tomer b'mireishas." Meaning, don't we already know from the reisha? Come makom she'ein chametz ain't sarch medika. So that must be also because ain't choshen. Tiretz that mukminim she'ein chol bar losim chum lahav l'sham. We could have thought that was only places that animals can't reach. And only from our Mishnah we learn that a makshim machnis bo chametz that animals can reach is potter. I mean, what's the post say? He's ending up the same as the Rambam. Says Tosfos that the half of Mina is that first Mishnah was only a place mice can't get to. But Lamaskana, that first Mishnah is part of this Mishnah, right? Also, because ein ledavar sof. And that's is also in the Dover Sof, so why didn't we already know from the first Mishnah? Actually, men mistakenly thought the first Mishnah only meant unreachable holes that animals can't get to. But now we know the first Mishnah also meant holes that animals can get to, and it's because of in the Dover Sof. It's a Chiddush. Why is it a Chiddush? Because our Mishnah is in the Dover Sof to worry that within Orla Arbasar, within one day, animals will bring coming someplace. But to say that, and that's in the Dover Sof. To say no, just check all the places in your house because all your nail might brought and just check every place once. Maybe that's the issue of herself. No, it's the issue of herself. And what if we see them? I'm Kalava and the Meiri had a different shot. Remember what they said? They said mice and other animals don't bring food there, right? If a mice has food, he'll only bring it to some place he's used to eating and finding food. And therefore, you don't need Ein L'Dover Sof for Makshirim Machlis Mochamis. That's a different. They're all asking, like, wasn't this already covered in the last Mishnah? So Rambam says it's a continuation. Tosa says, no, it really is the same as the Maskana. That's the reason for the last Mishnah. But in our Hav, meaning we might have thought that's a place an animal can't reach. They say, no, the last Mishnah is not because of Ein L'Dover Sof. Maybe Ein L'Dover Sof to check every place once. The last Mishnah is because animals don't bring food there, and maybe I'll be the Reu Nil, who again, he was only talking about one case of Korin, etc. You could say, because even if there is chametz there, lo yavo lo achlo, right? That's rather mean. Now, taka, maybe they did bring chametz to makshim el chunis no chametz, but that's not a problem because you did bittel, and there's no shem yavo lo achlo because you're not going to go there anyway. And it's not like chametz in the rafters that might fall by itself, or chametz in a bor that sometimes you'll go down to a bor, but people never go to behind your refrigerator. Okay, continuing the Gemara, taima de lo chazin and de shakel. What does it say? We're not choshesh that a mouse brought chametz into the house. Hachazid the deal kids. We're not choshesh he brought, but if he brought, oy vavoy. Hachazina d'shtakel chashina the boy bedika. But if we saw he brought, then we'd be choshesh and have to do bedika. But my name achalte. But why can't we use so much that he ate it? Milo tznan meduro saakum tmei and mekami shab mother be a mother's own digar goyim yom ve'af bishen loisha. Chomakum shchuldo chazir yichol lahalich ain't tzarich bedika. Ah. Right? Don't we know this is in a Madura Sa'akim, place where Goyim live. Place where Goyim live, have a chash of Thomas Mace. Why? Because they don't bury their uncle there. They have cemeteries, just like Jews do. But they're not mocking on Thomas Mace, and therefore a Nefel, who doesn't really get a whole grave, etc., is not a real Nefesh. A Nefel, a miscarried fetus, they just bury in, they just throw in the trash, you know, in the sewage, etc., in their apartment. And therefore, there might be Tumas space there. Only if he's there 40 days, because it takes 40 days for a woman to get pregnant and have a fetus that's big enough that when it's miscarried, it's Matame. And even if he's not married, why even if he's not married? Rashi says, because even if he's not married, he does nusses and he might have gotten a girl pregnant. And the Rambam says, both in the Perush Mishnayos and in the Mishnah Torah, because a Gzera, a guy who's not married, up to a guy who is married, they want to make a low plug on all Goyim. Okay, but either way. But if Chulda and Chazer can go any place which animals can reach, you don't need a Dika because we assume they ate it. So if we assume they ate the Nefal, why can't we assume the mouse ate the Chametz? So, Amar Abzeir, Lokasio, Basar, Lechem, Basar, Lomashayim, Lechem, Shayim. No, no problem. The difference between meat, okay, excuse the expression of the Nefal, the difference between the flesh of the Nefal and bread, flesh, the animal eats all up and doesn't leave any over. But, and the remaining time says, no, that's talking specifically that soft flesh like a nafel, because hard flesh is not normal for them to eat. But bread, they leave over, meaning just like us, right? The animals are the same as us. A good barbecue, we wolf down every last bit. A loaf of bread, we leave some over because it's not as tasty. Amarava, hi, my bish, lo mahasa, sasa, maimor, habim, lo habim, tish, lo haba, emor, chalte, lo haba, vade, chlinga, shakam, yem, da, chalte, vasoi, vade, the insub, mosu, de, vade, which is a big stuff we couldn't get. This is the big next sugi we have to do. Says, Rava, no, it's not comparable. Over there, you don't know if there's ever a nafel. So maybe there's a nafel, maybe there wasn't. If there was, maybe the chazer and the chulda ate it, maybe it didn't. So that's suffix, multi-day suffix. Over here, the diak is if you see the mouse bringing chametz in your house, then it's vaday chametz, and maybe he ate it, ain't suffix, multi-day vaday. Okay, that's something we'll have to try to figure out what that means. Soon enough, okay, there was another question or two that I wanted to get into. In this part of the Gemara, but it'll have to wait for next time, and we'll try to tackle. There's a lot of like individual issues that come up here, plus there's the basic question of Ein Sof and Mitzvah Vaday, so we'll have to take two shiurim and both deal with some of the individual issues that come up and with the principle of Ein Sof and Mitzvah Vaday. Meretz Hashem to be continued. Okay, if anyone has questions,
so basically you're at number four.